Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few on the platform. Also, before I get to the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now on with the memes. Number one, we have Tyrese being ordered to pay $636,000 in child support and legal fees to his ex-wife. The worst part out of all this is that $400,000 goes to the lawyers. If you don't get married, then you don't get divorced, and you starve the simp lawyers that steal your money. So if your ex hires the best legal team she can, and she most likely will, and you lose, you have to pay them too. He also has to pay $10,000 a month in child support. They say it's all about the children, but it looks like divorce is all about the lawyers. Up next, we have a grade 8 teacher that was asked how many boyfriends she'd had in her life by her students. So she started counting, and when she reached 4, one of the kids shouted out that she was made for the streets. Just goes to show that the manosphere constantly complaining about women's notch counts is making a big difference. It's gone so bad that in the UK, teachers are even supposed to not mention Andrew Tate's name anymore, because boys get curious about him and then they supposedly get radicalized. Number three, we have conjoined twins that share the same vagina, dating a somewhat handsome white dude. Looks like he picked the slightly more attractive one though. I feel bad for the man that marries them because if he ever gets divorced, then you know the lawyers will fight to get 2 alimony checks. If he's only dating one of them and sleeping with her, then doesn't that mean it's actually grape? You can probably get him on those charges later too. Moving on, we have a woman that's a 40-year-old single mom with 12 children, by 8 different daddies, and her youngest is only 2 days old. But if you want to date her, you're going to have to bring your wallet, because these kids like KFC. And we all know who the baby daddies are if her kids like KFC. They're farmers, of course, lol. But to be fair, she's probably being funny because from her body shot, it looks like she only has 12 cats instead of 12 kids. Up next, we have a lonely fans model that's under fire for filming vids with a minor and hopes he enjoyed himself. She says she accidentally filmed the incident. Yes, there's that lack of accountability on account of this being an accident. People are saying she won't suffer as a result. My thinking is the minor is going to get charged for paying for a working girl, though. At least that's what would happen in Canada. Number six, we have a church pastor that quit to become a stripper and is now queer. Now she's found her newest calling as a lonely fans content creator. I guess she wasn't getting rich enough through Christ, so she switched up to using her cooch instead. My guess is that only fools will now be paying for her contents. Moving forward, we have a woman ruining a perfectly good Ramones t-shirt by stretching and stenching it out. I find the dog's poop chute behind her more attractive than she is. She says that she's one of the granddaughters of witches that men couldn't burn, probably referring to some sort of religious group. I guess she has a magical spell for everything except perhaps for losing weight and diabetes feet. Number 8, we have a graph showing us the growth in antidepressant use for women over the age of 45, and it's been spiking in recent years. Looks like feminism has been very profitable for Big Pharma. The number has grown 8 or 9 times since the year 2000. Can you imagine how high it's going to get when men get sex bots and AI girlfriends? Women are supposedly strong and independent, but now it doesn't look like they're all that happy. Number 9, we have the male versus female stares of life. All she's got to do is bitch, socialize, be a cock goblin, and gold digger, and that's it. The top comment on my Twitter post says that hers should be a golden escalator, with her at the top of it saying, "I deserve this," while the man still has to climb the stairs. But since feminism won, it looks like women need to build their own stairs now. Moving on, we now have no reason to go down on women because throat cancer's leading cause is suckling oral swing swing. Looks like lots of high body count women are going to have a lot of regrets when they're cuddling their cats during chemo. But you know that some housewife probably created this message so she no longer has to do her wifely duties. Number 11, we have Tina the Transmaxer. People in my comment section mentioned that she went from incel to femcel. But I spoke to Tina and she was able to get a relationship with a woman after transitioning, but subsequently lost the relationship when she told her that the only reason she transitioned in the first place was to get a girlfriend. So it looks like transmaxing works. Up next is Ukraine President Zelensky. saying that he plans on using mass immigration to fix his country's demographic issues, saying they'll become a new diverse multicultural nation and model for the rest of Europe. Well, unfortunately, when you can't afford to give out welfare to migrants, they won't go there. Plus, who wants to move to a war-torn country? Usually people want out of them. I predict Ukraine loses the war. Number 13, we have Skeletor explaining the double standard of when a woman uses a toy, she's in touch with her sexuality. But when a man uses one, the size of a full latex doll, suddenly he's a pervert. Of course, it's just women afraid to lose their value, and in the end they will, when the robots become advanced enough. They shame men for doing the same thing first, so we can't shame them back. Moving on, we have AOC looking hotter than usual. Not sure if this is AI generated. Sure looks that way with the caption above that asks the question, will you give me your guns now? Well, it looks like she already has a pair of Tommyknockers, so she doesn't need any more. But I don't think those commie milkers are enough to convince most men. Thomas Stout says it best when he says, don't be fooled by big old socialist jugglies. They're meant to hypnotize and then enslave you. Up next, it looks like Scotland has gone full retard. Now, if you're accused of rape, you won't have a trial by jury, but instead probably one with a feminist judge, and you'll have to prove your innocence instead of being innocent until proven guilty. Looks like the fertility rate in Scotland is about to collapse. Looks like MGTOW will only grow. Number 16 is a woman with a body count of 58. She was told by her boyfriend that he wasn't interested in a woman with such a high body count and mileage, and so he dumped her. She says that she's got a decent job, fun hobbies, and is still young, but is a hoe in most men's eyes. She should chalk up being a liar too, because women don't generally have hobbies. Maybe her hobby is clock gobbling. Moving on, it looks like a cute Japanese girl discovered her G-spot, and there's a happy hamster in the background. One of her friends is covering her face, not wanting to be embarrassed if the photo goes viral. And the other one is unattractive, and she's hoping that it does. Number 18 is this week's weirdest one. Two parrots in a UK safari park were removed after they taught each other the N-word, and then laughed about it. Yes, they certainly taught themselves. Looks to me like Count Dankula has been at it again and probably has a season pass to such a park. Looks like I should visit my local pet shop and teach the parrots to say, get woke, go broke. But you know, this isn't really racist because they're African parrots after all. Up next is a post by the one, the only, Rollo Tomasi in 2018. I'm glad he sees that both the left and the right are against men today. I don't usually agree with pickup artists, but in this case I do. In the 2023 version of this, there'd probably be some trans individual also pushing men down. Number 20 is an actual image of today's dating pool. More like hot tub full of gonorrhea. But you know that there are land whales lurking below the surface. It looks more like the pool from Revenge of the Nerds Part 2. It's only going to get worse, and you definitely don't want to drain this swamp to see what's underneath. Moving on, we have someone that hasn't figured out that women don't love men the way that we love them. She's more likely to eat your heart like Hannibal Lecter and move on to her next carousel victim. In actuality, this woman took off her knickers when she turned 18 on Only Fools to get back at her father. Yes, she sure looks loving to me. Number 22, we have a false allegation posse that all said that a male classmate sexually assaulted them. He was charged and spent a whole summer indoors with an ankle monitor. In the end, they admitted that they made it all up for no other reason than they didn't like him. I say treat these women the same way that the law treated their victim, by taking their freedom away too. Next up, we have a sneaky man that bought a dozen identical panties for his wife in the same color. She protested and asked them why he would do that, because now people will think she doesn't change her panties. Of course, he then asked her the question, which people? I definitely think that Dave Chappelle sums it up best with this famous line, gotcha, bitch. Number 24, we have an editor at the New York Times saying that we need a castration lottery for white men. Every month, do a castration and snip some sacks. Of course, she probably won't lose her job over this or get canceled. But if a man said this, his head would be rolling in the streets. Both the little and the big one. And they wonder why men are no longer interested in dating. Up next is this week's last one. We have a sneaky weasel of a guy that pranked his girlfriend by telling her that he knew that she cheated on him. She, of course, apologized. So to her, it wasn't a prank, but reality. I know this is all hypothetical, but if it was real, she would still be with him because he's a good beta male provider. Or maybe she did cheat on him while she was drunk as a skunk. Luckily, she's only his girlfriend and not his wife. Otherwise, he'd be the one that's screwed. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anywhere else. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.